Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wait.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, because now, whether he knew it or not, anytime anyone famous dies on this station, somehow there's going to end up RIP Louis Anderson. So poor Louis Anderson had nothing to do with it, but he gets his card pulled because of this now forever.
Why do you have to damn him to forever?
Well, it is. He gets into to score comedy bit purgatory. No matter what else he did in his career, no matter how many Emmy Awards he wins, no matter what, that is now going to be, no matter who it may be, there's going to be a soundbite play, there's going to be music, and we come out of it acknowledging it and saying R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Yep. Sorry, Louis.
Wait.
Thank you to Eric at home.
Thank you.
Thank you to Rick Camp. Thank you to Mike Rankin.
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Evan Thomas and Connor O'Donnell on Twitch. And you know who's very much here? And I seen him in person.
Wait.
Lawrence Holmes! By God! That's Lawrence's music!
My producer brain is already going, someone needs to put a Nicholas Castellanos... right after Wait. I'm thinking right after Wait. It would sound great.
Oh, that's a good call.
A veteran move.
I made a comment earlier tonight
that
I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of.
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry.
Wait.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Damn, that is great. That's so good. Shout out to Mike Rankin.
Man of faith is always the cue there. That's the cue.
No, it's Fight Club. Like, he loves Fight Club. Right? Isn't that one of Danny's favorite movies?
I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
He knows Louis Anderson isn't in Fight Club. He knows it.
All that is it's been a long week. You're at the end of another 4-hour show. And your brain turns off.
Not to mention, that does happen. You know what? Or your wife just texted and said the kid fell down. He's fine, but we need to call somebody. You know, you never know. Things happen. You get all sorts of things. All these bells and whistles and buzzing things. You don't know.
I mean, he said he was reading something about Louis Anderson in the break, so he's probably top of mind.
Wait.
George Gorman, who passed away at the age of 96. There's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize for the timing, but...
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Wait, who is 96? George Foreman?
No.
What did he say?
No. Was it George Foreman?
No. George Gorman?
I think it was a longtime Kansas City Royals employee.
Oh, okay.
I believe, a family of the Royals.
I definitely thought he said George Foreman at first. Wait. And then realized that wasn't possible.
Also in Fight Club. Which actually would have been awesome if George Foreman were in Fight Club. I don't fight that guy. This club sucks.
I hate this club. My head hurts.
Bare knuckle fighting right. George Foreman in a basement. No, thank you.
Right. Welcome to Fight Club. Yeah, I don't like this club.
If it's your first night at Fight Club, you got to fight George.
Right. Don't talk about Fight Club. I won't because my brain's going to hurt.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. Ever.
And the fact there's like 20 people named George Foreman and they're all his kids.
Fight Club. R.I.P. Louis Anderson. Wait.
The music like loops as it's.
It really sounds like you're making it go longer and longer every time between Anderson and Wait. It really sounds like that. Are you bending time?
It seems like it. It really does.
Tanny would probably figure out a way to make it play longer and longer every time.
Wait.
He'd just have like the 5-second version, the 10-second version.
There's part
second.
Of me that imagines that Chris Tannehill is throwing stuff at a wall right now because this was going to be his open, and now we've
ruined. Sure it is. I'm sure it is, and he will do it. Believe me, we're kind of doing this on the fly. You give him time back in the lab. Come on.
Oh, they're already going to bring this back. You know it. It's happening.
And also, can I just say, here's the thing about Shane and his Patrick Mahomes thing. If you watch the Patrick Mahomes State Farm commercial where he finds out that Jake is giving the rate to other people and says, I got to go work out these feelings, that sounds exactly like Shane. Okay. In voice and tone and context. His is not far off. And that he's doing it as a spoof, I think gives it even more heft. But when you see, they actually do sound alike.
Okay.
Can I confess something?
Sure.
I giggle at those Patrick Mahomes State Farm commercials. I find them funny. I'm a simpleton sometimes and find them really amusing.
I find them funny too. And I can't figure out if State Farm has gone meta with the ads with Rodgers, because in the ads with him as the game show host, it's him not accepting the truth. Ooh. And I can't figure out if the State Farm people were like, you know what? We should just go and do that. But as he goes down the line and they're like, yes, everyone gets the Rodgers rate. And he's like, no, that's not true. And then the bell rings. It's like, yes, it is true. And every time he goes to talk to someone, each one of those is him not accepting the truth.
That's a layer I was not expecting here. And Dan, that's a noise I've never heard you make before.
Hey, when I have time off, my brain goes to weird places.
Yeah, you were out in nature and stuff.
It was great. It was really terrific.
Well, guess what, Lawrence? For once, we had the sun here while you were gone in January.
Yeah, and then I came back and brought all the snow with me.
Way to regulate.
Yeah, that's on me. I blame me for all of this. But at least we were treated to incredible football all weekend. The NFL drunk all weekend long. But now, it was great.
But now I'm afraid that all our, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened is going to be replaced with, that happened.
But where do you go from there? There's no way any postseason game this year is going to top last night. It can't.
Well, also,
I mean, historically, that game, I was just looking at some of the numbers. You had in that game two quarterbacks who threw for over 200 yards, that had over 65 yards rushing and led their team in rushing.
300 yards, not 200.
300 yards. And then over 65 yards rushing. And with the touchdowns thrown, no quarterbacks had ever done what those two guys did in one game. No quarterback, regular season or postseason, had rushing yards to lead their team, no interceptions, more than 300 yards. It's incredible what we saw. The only thing that I thought, because, you know, of course, we saw something incredible, and it's like, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Do you remember the Monday night game between the Rams and the Chiefs? Where it
so it was like 56-52.
Yes.
And it was Samson, He had two interception returns for touchdowns. Ebukam.
Yes, that game to me with the color rush jerseys.
Yes,
and it was nuts. Like Dark. Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes just going back and forth, up and down the field. You were exhausted.
That was Future of Football was the headline on that one, right?
And that's what it felt like. And that's what last night was, where we got to see these two dudes who just, and you know how badly the Bills wanted it. How you had guys that were standing on the field last year watching the celebration, how badly they wanted it, and how at the end, when you think that they have gotten it won, you have this incredible virtuoso performance from Josh Allen and from Gabriel Davis. You have this virtuoso performance. And then you look down and you go, huh, three timeouts, 13 seconds, they only need about 50 yards? It's possible.
Well, you know, I said it when I was my new buddy Lou, with whom I watched that game. Just the two of us are watching on my phone.
Bonding.
When they were showing all of the Bills hugging each other. They showed, it was Allen came over and hugged somebody. And I quoted Harvey Keitel as Winston Wolfe from Pulp Fiction. Because I looked at that and I saw, and I said that, remember his line? Come on, gentlemen, let's not go blanking each other's blanks quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
He can vouch for me. My guy can vouch for me. I said that because you never, these games are too weird. The game, you don't know. When that other team has Travis Kelce, who now has Jordy Nelson's cloaking device, that you throw to him every time.
What I loved about that route that put them in position was, first he moves himself to the inside. Then what I love is that since they're playing outside leverage, like he actually fakes, like gives just a little bit of a fake, like he's going towards the sidelines, and it was enough to give him room. And then Mahomes makes that throw. And I guess Mahomes, they had talked about it in the huddle of what it was, and you can hear Mahomes saying, do it, do it. And that was the play that they basically kind of drew up in the dirt in the huddle. Like, what? That's football, man. Like, that's joyous football that we got to see.
While we're here, let's give some credit where it's due. Number one, Andy Reid and time management.
Agreed.
And number two, crack tosses. But here's the difference. To the long side of the field.
Preach on it. Preach on it.
Where you actually have space to move.
You know what else you saw and that I loved, that I think the Bears can run? I'm not technically sure if this was a guard lead or if it did constitute a sweep, but QB sweep. Mm. The Bills had guys out there in front.
That's all you need are downfield blockers. That's how you make these plays work.
At one point, there
here
comes Josh, and this wasn't, ooh, I'm going to scramble. This was, young man, you belly that thing out as long as you can. And here come three big fat guys who are going to start in white jerseys, who are going to start laying people out. I haven't gone back and looked at it, but I didn't know if it was the opposite guard who came around or if we could call that like a short-level QB sweep, but I liked it.
By the way, shout out to Joe Ostrowski. Joe bet it.
So did Rick Camp.
You can't be, you bet it.
Can't be hit the money line.
Oh, 20 to 1?
Campy is not by a microphone.
I think it was 18.
It was like winning.
Joe, I thought it was Joe plus 1,800 or something.
Joe got it plus, I think, 2,100.
Oh.
And I thought about it because I had done it. I was on points bet, and I had done it for the game previous. I was like, huh, you know, Matthew Stafford has a tendency to do some things, and it is Tom Brady. And when they tied the game, I was like, I am the greatest man ever. And then, of course, blown coverage. Bad. Bad. What are you, Cooper Kupp? You're not going to bracket that guy? Okay. Then you're going to lose. And you did. So that's what I'm going to do on the show today. I am going to bathe in the fun of what this weekend was in the NFL. It was great from start to finish. We are going to talk about the bowl. Julia Poe of the Tribune is going to join me in the next segment. I'm looking forward to talking with her.
Ah, she's new on the beat, and I've been reading some of her articles. Welcome, Julia.
She's been really, really good. I've seen her do some interviews a couple places. I was like, yeah, we should have her on. So she's going to be on the show. Big Ann Heron's going to be on the show. And Herbie and I have put together what we think will be a very cathartic segment for Bears fans.
They
Herbie
need it. We
is
need it.
Wearing his I'm rolling with Olin shirt.
We're all rolling with Olin, as we should be. So
I love it.
It's good to see you both. I'm glad that you're both here. And I got it. I'm back. Yay! Woo! Woo! That is Bernstein and Rahimi. You can hear their show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.